Robert F. Williams died in 1996 at the age of 71. Memorial tributes were held in Detroit and New York City, and the funeral was held in Monroe. His many contributions were celebrated, including his organizing, courage, and leadership, his proclamation of the right to armed self-defense against Klan violence, his fiery writings and militant radio broadcasts, and his consistent Black nationalist and internationalist perspectives. His life and work stand as a testimonial to the resistant strand of self-respect, self-defense, and self-determination that runs through ongoing battles for African-American liberation. Mabel Williams and her son live in Michigan and continue their lifelong work for freedom.
We were able to survive having built networks of people who have really the true interests of the people at heart all over the world. And I think that there still is that element of people who are out there working and that we all constitute a real power, but we don't know it.
The only justice we are going to get is the justice we take. We are going to have justice set the torch to racist America. Let us resist tyranny to the death. Resist, 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 and let our battle cry be heard around the world. Freedom, freedom, freedom now or death.